Okay, so we're getting back to Mimarum Chelek Aleph, Perek Shishi, Sif Beis, in the Mimarum. So basically, the Rambam in Perek Vav discusses what's the higher level. The Chosid Ma'ule, who's like the chassid, the pious person who doesn't have a pull to bad, he's just pure good. Or the person who's kevishes yitzroi, but moishel benavshoi, that conquers it, he has a yitzer for various, but he conquers his yitzer and he does only good.
Tzadik versus benini?
What's that?
Tzadik versus benini in the Lashon HaNetanya?
I don't know how to answer that offhand. I'd have to like be my eye more into the Tanya and see if it lines up, but it could be, yeah. So the Rambam says that the philosophers hold that the one who is the philosophers hold that the chassid is greater, he's more chashiv, a more wholesome person, because he doesn't have any tendencies for the bad. He's a pure person. Whereas Chazal, and then he says, but Chazal say not like that. He brings down the Chazal that you shouldn't say, you know, oh, I can't, I don't have a taiva. I can't eat basar b'cholov. I can't wear shatnas, like I don't even have a taiva. I can't be bala erva. I don't have, you know, it's like, it disgusts me. I'm not, right? No, Adrab, you should say, I could, but what can I do? Avish b'shemayim gozerlai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed upon me. So from Chazal, it seems, that no, the higher level is the person who's kaivish his yetzer. And the Rambam was mechalik between, you know, he said that really, both positions, the position of the philosophers and the position of Chazal, are correct, just in different areas. In the mitzvahs, sichlios, which are the mitzvahs that we intellectually understand, make sense to us, you know, the world maybe would do them anyway, and those things, it's better to be on a level where you don't have a taiva for them. Right, you shouldn't have a taiva for stealing, because that's low. A person, even without the taiva, you understand that that's unethical. So the person who's a chassid ma'ula in regards to those types of mitzvahs that are intellectually obvious, so to say, that's the chassid ma'ula is better. The pure chassid, he's the higher level. If a guy is walking around with these, really, he's hovering these, you know, hovering these thoughts that he wants to do these averis, but he's kovish, he conquers them, and he doesn't do them, it's not so great. But when it comes to the mitzvahs shimiyos, when it comes to the mitzvahs that are just mitzvahs mitzad the Torah, meaning they're not things that are obvious, you know, let's say putting on tefillin, for example, or maybe not eating basar b'cholov. Right, not eating basar b'cholov is a good example of something that we would have never thought of that on our own. Doesn't seem to have any ethical meaning to it. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded. So for that, it's better if the person who's kovish as yetzer, who does the only reason he stays away from basar b'cholov, but because, yeah, Hashem said not to. All right, that's the pasha summary of what the Rambam did in Perek Vav, since it's been a long time, so I figured we'd summarize what he did there. And now we'll see where Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is over here in Ois Beis. So in Ois Aleph, in the first Perek, and that's where we took a tangent and ended up getting into Tevim Oiris, the Kuntras Tevim Oiris. In the first Perek, the Rabbi Yaakov Moshe came to teach us, who cares? Why is the Rambam spending a Perek telling me who's more important? And Rabbi Yaakov Moshe says that the idea of a person, any idea of a person, any knowledge of a person, any understanding of a person, is not just an intellectual thing, but rather has ramifications on how that person is going to act and how he's going to behave. So that if the person views the chassid and ma'ula as the higher madrega, that is going to impact in his life to bring him to a level of chassid ma'ula, as opposed to a person who sees the kovishes yitzro as the highest level. That yidiyah is going to bring him to have nisyonis and then try to overcome them. So that the yidiyah is going to be a defining force in the person's avodah, in the person's practical avodah, how he lives, how he acts. So that's the importance, the significance of this parak, is not just some kind of detached, abstract concept, but it's a concept which, in fact, really will carry over and impact very, very heavily on the whole continuation of a person's life after that, based on that idea. So now, Ois Beis, V'omnam. However, Masha Rambam on page Kuf Chof Aleph, Masha Rambam Ma'adif et HaKovish Es Yitzro Al HaChassid. What the Rambam prefers, the guy who's Kovish Es Yitzro, the guy who does have pull towards different averis, but he conquers his yetzer. He prefers him over the chassid. Ein kavanosei sheyachasu shal nichsaf achrei averos v'yemachshavos libo rak kol hayom. Says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, that's the kavanah of the Rambam. The Rambam's intention. The Rambam doesn't mean chas v'shalom that a person should have yearning for averis. And all the time in his heart, he should be thinking to do bad. Only bad. That's like his insides are just bad. All of a sudden, he just wants bad. But he controls himself. No, the Rambam's not talking. That's not what the Rambam means. Shari mikra mefurish shekol haketzef al dor ha'mabel hayo b'shvil zeh. Can't be that's what the Rambam means, because it's an explicit pasuk that all the wrath that Hashem had on took out on the dor ha'mabel. Right, on the Dor HaMabul was because of this very thing. Vayara Hashem ki rabo ra'as ha'odem ba'aretz v'chol yetzem akshav eslibo yirak rak kol hayoy. It's what the pasuk says. When Hashem saw that the evil of mankind in the land was so great, had increased to such an extent, and all the yetzer thoughts of his heart were, the inclinations and thoughts of his heart were just bad all the time, then Hashem said, okay, this is not working, gotta wipe him out. We gotta restart. So you see that if a person is thinking bad, that's the pasuk, machshava is liboy. If the person's heart is filled with bad machshavas all day, that's not a good level. That's not, obviously, that's not what the Rambam means. Kanira, says the Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, it seems, shagam oz bedor ha'mabul, Dor Shakadosh Baruch Hu Rotza Litin by Torah, as it says in the Medrash Rabbo, Shmois Rabbo, Perek Lamed, that in the Dor HaMabul was the generation that Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give the Torah to that generation. Didn't work out. They weren't fitting for it. But right, really, that was the generation that Kadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyachol wanted to give the Torah to. V'gam Nishmas Moshe Nimtzi Asham. And we find that the neshama of Moshe was found there in that generation, like the Gemara Chul and Daf Kuf Lamed Tes Amud Beis says, "B'shegam u'Moshe." The pasuk over there by the Mabul says "B'shegam," and the Gemara Chulin sees that as a remez to Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? It's the same gematria. B'shegam is gematria Moshe. The Gemara sees that word as a remez to Moshe Rabbeinu, meaning that the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu was over there in the Dor HaMabul. Vaday shelohal yirashon pshutim. Says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, so certainly they weren't just simple Rishayim. They weren't just plain, simple Rishayim. Ele shenisu atzmam liyoistavka koivshe yitzram. Yaakov Moshe's mechadish that the Dor HaMabul were bali shita. What they did wasn't stam low life activity, that they stam like to run around rob and be over harayis and the corruption. No. They made a shita, they decided, they tested themselves, dafka to be koiv shei yitzram, to be conquerors of the Yetzahara. V'yu nichsafim u'te'evim l'ra rak ra kol hayoyim. So, and they purposely brought themselves to yearn and desire for evil. V'dimu shelo yavoy lidei ma'aseh b'fo'el. And they imagine that with all these thoughts, they still will be able to conquer the Yetzer, and it won't come into actual manifestation in their deeds, in their actions. V'yishlutu al Yitzrom, they'll control their Yetzer. They want that big, high level of kavishes Yetzer. U'be'emezutos muchletes. But truthfully, this is an absolute big-time mistake. Shekol machshavo, she peleses lo nesiv gam lemaisa. Because every thought of a person paves a pathway to come into action as well. It opens up a path to actually get to the Maisa. V'atayru mazheres, and the Torah warns, v'nishmarta mikol ra, to be guard yourself from all evil. Shelo yaharher bayoim, that one should not think during the day, think inappropriate thoughts during the day, he'll end up coming to Tumah at night. Ovechein, in other words, the Gemara is showing you that thoughts end up in a coming out into an active state of some sort. A person's thinking Avera, there's going to be a Tumah that's going to come out from him, from that. Ovechein gam oz b'dor ha'mabul, so then too, in the Dor ha'mabul, yotzu kol machshavoyisim l'poil. Taka, it failed nisayon, a failed trial. The shita didn't work, and they actualized these thoughts. And the land became filled with corruption. Vizel, with robbery, with gezel. Vizel vayar Hashem ki rabo ras ha'odam ba'aretz. That's what it means. Hashem saw that the evil of man increased in the land. Hainu, that means shahay sahara rabba befoil baretz. He saw that it actualized. He saw that it actually came. It didn't just stay at the level of thought. Lefisha shitosa ma'isa shekol yetzer machshava salev tiach rak rak kol hayom. Because their shita was that the whole yetzer machshava salev will be only bad the whole day, meaning they'll think bad the whole day, and it'll just be thinking bad. It will never get past the level of thought.
To be ma'ara taiva.
Huh?
They were trying to be ma'ara taiva.
Yeah, yeah. There's, there are svarim that say that was the idea really behind the chet of Adam Arishon, and other tzaddikim, Leshem has arichos in this, and many, many different tzaddikim, many parshias, the Leshem Chelik Beis of Sefer Adeo. But that, let's start with Adam Rishon, that he purposely ate from the Eitz Hadas in order to lower him, to bring himself into a matzav of Yetzirah. Because bringing himself into the matzav of the Yetzirah will be magdil his nisayon, will give him a bigger nisayon, so that it's a bigger avodas Hashem, that even then he's going to overcome that and still serve Hashem. And the same idea that Lashem says, many different tzaddikim, Shlomo HaMelech, it says that the Chazal say that he went in to learn all the kishif and he went into the dark side. He mamish got steeped deep into the dark side, mahalach, and to understand the way they work and the way they learn and this and that, whatever it is. And no, he also stumbled somewhat based on that. Lashem has a whole bunch of tzaddikim where he explains this is like a fundamental mistake that has been made over and over, not just by the Dor ha'mabul, but by big tzaddikim, even on, of course, on their level. They weren't thinking about doing the same thing as the Dor ha'mabul, thinking bad all day. They thought they'd get a taste of something, or on an intellectual level, at least be aware of it and get some kind of, and even still not do it, so not get pulled to it, and that would be a big avodas Hashem. But it's incorrect. It's an incorrect mahalach. Parenthetically, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe says, "Will be in parentheses." V'yesh lefarish b'zeh, mashakosav achakach v'yinochem Hashem ki osas ha'ad ba'aretz v'yisatzi b'liboy. Could explain based on this the pasuk that says afterwards that Hashem regretted that He made man in the world in the land, v'yisatzi b'liboy, and He became saddened. See what the Targum and Rashi are mafarish in this. But according to what we just said, Yesh Leimah, I could explain the mitzad of Maisim, Hitnachem Hashem. It's mitzad the maisim. It's coming from because of the actions that Hashem regretted. That's why it says Vayinach Hashem ki asa es ha'adam. It uses like a lashon of asiyah. Al ki asa es ha'adam. Avu b'mashin agel liboy shechosh ve'rak rak al yoyim shesu lekavona na'oysa hayazeh rak b'chines atzvus v'yis atzev el liboy. But as far as like what was relevant to his heart, the fact that they were thinking and in their heart was filled with bad and evil all the time, that was for a worthy intention. They meant well. So on that, there was only rak b'chinas atzvus. He only had a b'china of sadness, v'yis atzev eliboy. Right? Because we find in the pasuk you want me to try to... It's a little bit difficult this one. We find in this pasuk two lashonos. One is that he regretted, and one is that he was saddened. Kibayachol, right? The kashbohol. Two. The lashon of Vayinach Hashem that he regretted is ki asa es ha'adam, that he made man, and this lashon of asiya, this lashon of it was the lashon of action, is hinting to the fact that what the regret stemmed from the bechina of ma'isa, as opposed to the sadness of his heart, that is like that parallels what was going on in their heart. But since that was for a good intention, they filled their heart with bad thoughts for they intended good. They intended it to be a successful avodas Hashem. So on that, it just brought him kiveyochol bechina of atz with sadness in Hashem's heart. Connected that. As if saying that for that it wouldn't have been possible to be mechayev the dor mabul destruction because of that. Yeah, in other words, it's bad, it's wrong, but as long as it didn't go into action, that wouldn't have been mechayev them destruction. Now that's all parenthetic possible perish, he says in the pasuk. Aba kavana seramam. So what is the kavana of the Rambam? Yeah, if the Rambam doesn't mean what seems to be on the most partial level of the reading of the Rambam, right? That, yeah, it's great that they should be, at least when it comes to mitzvahs, shimiyos, they should be like filled with bad thoughts. Yeah, oh, I wish I could eat that basar b'chalav, I wish I could eat that tray for meat, I wish I could, like that's like, you know, really geschmack. But if that's not what the Rambam means, so what does he mean? But kavanah the Rambam, the kavanah of the Rambam is, shekemosh yitzarech ha'adam limshal al ma'isav, the same way a person needs to be able to control his actions, so too he needs to be able to control his spirit and his thoughts. Man is expected to control his spirit and his thoughts. Latet shaletet la teira lo rak al ma'isim ki im gam al machshavos. To give the control and leadership to the Torah, not just on a man's maisim, but also on his thoughts. That's what the Ram means. It's a big yisoid, right? That we're al pi the Torah, we don't just have control over actions, we're expected to have control over our thoughts and our spirit, our ruach. Shemitoich sheosra Torah zevazeh. That since the Torah asered this and he asered this, the Torah, right, all the different things that the Torah asered, Eino nichsaf lahem. So he doesn't yearn for them. He has no taiva for them. Hagam shemitzat tivo yoyer nichsaf lahem. Even though mitzat the teva, nature of a person, there should be a taiva for those things. Yeah, I mean, we've had the Balei Tshuva over, and they'll tell you like, oh, a mice, a shrimp tastes so good. And you're like, as a person that grew up from, so we look at it like, eh, it's disgusting. Like, who would eat that? You know, basar b'chalav also, it's like, eh, like, you have like a certain, the Torah penetrated the person's life to such an extent that maybe chayis, you taught the whole, whatever, however you want to explain it, you want to explain it on a psychological level, whatever it is, the point is the Torah controlled, right, because it's all based on the Torah, our not eating shrimp and not eating basar b'chalav and all these other averus. In other words, our thoughts in that respect are controlled by the Torah. So we don't even have a taiva for it. It's not just our maisim that we don't go ahead and do it. No, we don't even want it. We don't even have a taiva for it. U'bezeu chelek ala filosofim. And it's in this that the Rambam is arguing on the philosophers. Shehem adifim et ha-chassid mitiv'o. The philosophers prefer the chassid who naturally just wants what's right. Ve'einu nizkak l'shlita l'atzmo klal. The philosopher prefers the guy that has a naturally innate goodness to him and doesn't need any self-control. And that the Rambam says, no, that's not the way the Chacham look at it. The Torah looks at it that man is supposed to control himself. We look at the issue of self-control in a positive, that's a bigger level, it's a bigger madrega that a person has control. Self-control, not just over his actions, self-control over his thoughts and over his spirit.
What does it mean, a bigger madrega? What's that word? Like, schar?
Yeah, certainly a schar, but just them, what you should respect as a higher level. What you
more than
view.
A tzaddik?
More than?
I'm saying more than Moshe, that you should respect someone who's worked on himself more than Moshe Rabbeinu. Like, more than you respect Moshe Rabbeinu.
Who says Moshe Rabbeinu didn't work on himself?
I mean, the light filled, the room filled with light when he was born. I don't know if it happened to me, but like...
Yeah, okay. Echanami, but... It's a good question. The light filling the room is the fact that when a baby comes into the world, right? So there's no mechitza before the neshama, really. Or kim'at, there's not a mechitza. The kim'at is not a separation from the neshama. The baby is so pure. It's just pure. Baby hasn't done anything. Hasn't thought a bad thought. There's nothing. So whatever that neshama is there is kind of like shining. A baby shines. It's a shine of purity. And the kind of, when Chazal say that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was born, nismala kol habayis oira, that the whole light house was filled up with light, Moshe Rabbeinu knows neshama kelelas kol klal Yisrael. He's a neshama that wasn't just a high neshama. He was a neshama that embodied the entire soul of the Jewish people. So apparently that shined with such a magnitude that the entire house filled with light. But it doesn't mean that as the body gets older and the Yitzhahara kicks in, and right, which is what happens as the child grows older, that there was no room for Avoida. He certainly had to work on himself. He certainly had to work on himself. That's L'chayro's Pashat.
Okay. So that's everyone has to work. There's no such thing as a Kaddish Merechem.
Oh, I didn't say that. There is a Kaddish Merechem, but even a Kaddish Merechem has an Avoida. If he didn't, he wouldn't be here.
The Avoida of someone who's not a Kaddish Merechem is higher than the Avoida of someone who is a Kaddish Merechem. That's the Machlok as well.
I wouldn't put it like that, because again, the Kaddish Merechem also has a Yitzhar, and then we would have the Klal of Kol HaGadol Mechaver Yitzhar Gadol Imenu. Whoever is greater than his friend, his Yitzhar is greater.
We don't have the tzio that the philosophers are talking about.
Ah, that's what you mean. Yeah, so we do, but they. See, you're asking an absolute question. So I'm saying that everyone on some level has an avoida to do, and we respect that avoida. Chazal respect the avoida of self-betterment, of taking control over a person's life. But if a person is naturally good, and he doesn't, it's not coming, you know, like a natural goody two shoes. Has nothing to do with his Yiras Shamayim. It has nothing to do with his control. It's just that's the way he is. He does everything. He naturally likes to be good. So we don't see that as a bigger darga, as the guy who had to do more work to get to that point. That's the part. So it's a relative issue, you know. But that's the Ashkof of Chazal. So says Rebbeinu Meshavaita. Well, be'ikanira. Primarily, it seems shahafilosofim halchlacha dimyona menichsav ki efsher lichyos gam b'loy teira. The philosophers apparently went after their false imagination that it's possible to live even without the Torah. So therefore, it appears to them that it's possible to be a pious person from naturally. Even if it wasn't for the Torah, even if it was without the impact of the Torah, it's possible to be naturally good. Says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, "Bemes lo kein hadavar." It's not true. It's really, this is not so. This is unbelievable what he says now. Without Torah, there is no purity at all. Borosi Yitzahara, Borosi lo Torah Tavlin, says Chazal. I created the Yitzahara. I created the Torah as the remedy for that Yitzahara. Haresha b'loy Torah ain't tavlin klal. If there wasn't Torah, then there's no remedy for the Yitzahara. Maybe we find by the Goyim as well pure-hearted people. There are good people by the Goyim also. How do we find that? They don't have Torah. Says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, gam kein achmitzat giluya Torah liYisrael. That purity that you find by even by non-Jews is also coming from the revelations of the Torah to Klal Yisrael. She'po'al al kol yetzur, which affected the entire creation. Affected the entire universe. Vavnam barasi yitzahara barasi leiteri tavlin. Va'omram barasi yitzahara barasi leiteri tavlin. What it says, what Chazal said, that I created the yitzahara, I created the Torah as the remedy for that. Hakavona, the intention is shekemo tavlin. The word tavlin here, remedy. I'm translating remedy, but the word tavlin literally means spice, like spicing, right? For in a cooked food. So the same way a spice gives taste to the cooked food. And it makes his eating more pleasurable. So too the Torah elevates all the creatures, all the creations. And gives them taste. To use all their wills for good and for pleasantness. And this is true even by the what the Rambam calls the intellectual mitzvahs. The mitzvahs are obvious that every human being should understand. Kishvichos damim, like murder. Everyone understands it's unethical to murder. Gnevo, gzeilo, chiyotze, theft. And things like that. Lulia Torah, if it wasn't for the Torah, lo haya efshar lishlat al atzmo. It would be impossible to control oneself. Liyosnoki gamem, to be clean even from them. Even a guy who has no clue about the Torah, the only reason he's able to have self-control not to kill, be so ethical under all circumstances where he might get so angry that he would kill another guy, that's in the schus of the Torah coming down into the world and giving its light in this world. Elisha Dvarim, bringing that purity to the world. Elisha Mitzvah Sichlius, except that the things that we call the Mitzvah Sichlius, the Mitzvah of Seichel, that's that the revelations of the Torah penetrated so much into the creation, they became as if the nature of the world. But were it not for the Torah, it wouldn't be like that in life either. It wouldn't have that phenomenon in the world. There would be nothing, so to say, oddly ethical. Certainly, even if it was ethical, there wouldn't be that self-control for the good people. And this, he says, is really the depth behind what the Rambam writes in Hilchas Malachim Le'inyan Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. The Rambam there paskins that they're not called chasidei umos ha'olam, pious people of the nations. They're not called that unless they're mekayim it mitzad that due to the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah and they were commanded to keep these seven mitzvahs. It's not enough for them to keep the seven mitzvahs just because they understand that it's ethical and this makes sense. They have to keep it because it was commanded to Moshe that Goyim as well are commanded in these seven mitzvahs. Who cares? Because without the godly Torah that was given through Moshe, his the dedicated, right? Eved of Hashem. La haya shum zikuch ba'olam, there would be no purity in the world. Af lo me'advar ma'sichlim kishavet mitzvah b'nei noach. Even from those intellectual, obvious things like the seven mitzvahs of the b'nei noach, shem le'takanosah shel olam, which are just very simple things that are needed for the world to work, right? For the world to work in normal fashion. And even before Matan Torah, had the world exist, it existed based the purity, the existence came from the purity that would come from the Torah that was in the future going to come down. In other words, the fact that the Torah was going to come down already put into the world this purity. That would really, you could explain it based on the Chazal, that 2,000 years before the world was created, the Torah already was created. In other words, it was put into the creation before the world was actually created physically. The Torah was the backdrop. The Torah gave that, you know, had a certain influence even before the Torah was actually given at Har Sinai. Well, be'emes yesh makom loymar. We'll just finish the piece over here. Well, be'emes yesh makom loymar. There's room to say. Even what Chazal said, which is what the Rambam brought down, that a person should not say, I can't, but rather you should say, I could, except that Hashem commanded not, He decreed not. There's room to explain that this doesn't mean that each person as an individual should say this, that each person should like really yearn for these forbidden things. It could be really is in a general sense. The Chazal really meant in a general sense. Sheyesh lahavin aladas, that you should know and understand. Shebaloi Torah ugzeres avinu shebashamayim, that without Torah and without the decree of our Father in heaven, lahaya ef shalamad bifnei shumash chasa, it would be impossible to stand up to any corruption. And to understand that the fact that we don't feel any yearning and any leaning to these forbidden things, it's not because they're disgusting. Because even from the disgusting things, the things that we just see disgusting and things like that, we would not really have been able to stop ourselves from going after them. Even that we're disgusted by certain things, we see things that we never do such a thing, that also comes from the Gzeir HaElyona. That's what Chazal is trying to tell us, really, and more on a kloliastical level, not like a instruction to every individual. Yeah, you should really want, but you should just not do it because of Hashem. But rather to have that recognition that even the things that you don't want, the things that you like, if you're disgusted by a lobster, you're disgusted by basar b'chalav, you should really realize that disgust that you have from it, it's coming purely from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was geyser on it, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed you should not partake in it. But had HaKadosh Baruch Hu not decreed that, you would want it. You would want it. And that's what the Chazal are trying to open us up to, understanding that really all purity is coming from the Torah. And any like natural purity that we have is also coming from the Torah, is also coming from the decree of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Okay. Stop here. Oh.